بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وقال تعالى لا يؤمن أحد وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed each one of us with the wealth of iman. Some of us, we're born into homes of Islam and iman, and that was the favor, the bounty, the boon from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some of us, we're in search of the deen of Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided us that we made the correct decision and we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And out there are still many a soul and people that are truly searching and looking for this wealth of iman. Very recently, one person embraced the deen of Islam. To understand the value of iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with. So he came to an alim and he says, Mulana, I want to become Muslim. So eventually he became a Muslim, embraced the deen, he's studying the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at present also. And he's in his late 30s, early 40s approximately is his age. So Mulana asked him, what brought you to the deen of Islam? Allah forgive us. We've got light, but we haven't taken it. So he says, Mulana, my history, I own nightclubs, not one, multiple. I was a multi-millionaire. Life was going down for me. I wasn't feeling contentment, peace in my heart. I was bechain, I was worried, concerned. Just wasn't feeling right. Like I'm not focused. What am I living for? And then one day in my dream, I see a light. And this dream repeated itself for a few nights. So in his dream he sees a light and he always was in search of the truth because he wasn't really settled. He was restless in life. So he saw a light and in his dream he's following this light. And this light takes him to one of his suppliers. Now there was another business transaction that he had with one person. But that was the shop of a Muslim person. So he comes after a few nights, a few days. He says, brother, I had this dream. It was about a light. I followed the light. It brought me to your shop. Now tell me something about this dream. So he says, that dream means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless you with the light of Islam. Is he serious? He says, yes. He says, I'm ready to become a Muslim. Will that give me chain? Will that give me some solace, some comfort, some itminan? He says, yes, you'll find it. Comfort in the deen of Islam. And he became a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with the wealth of Islam and iman. Alhamdulillah. But the lesson is that the dealing he had with a Muslim businessman was the driving force of him becoming a Muslim together with the bounty of Allah and the hidayat and guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But that relationship, that business contact he had with that Muslim man was something of a healthy relationship, was good Muslim ethical business that he was involved in, alhamdulillah. So this is that bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to sit with each other. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Abu Darda, many an incident of Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to tell their associates, ta'alaw, come, please sit down a little while. Let's rejuvenate our iman. Let's make some effort on enhancing the quality of our iman. Let's become true believers to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Recently, one of the doctors doing the rounds in the hospital, so he said, Mawlana, just to explain to you the bounty of Iman. He says our patients are across the board, Muslim, non-Muslim alike. He says, Alhamdulillah, it's a Muslim, we call the family, they come. Mawlana, maybe sometimes you all come, other Mawlanas come, you'll all come. Person is in the throes of death, the people are reciting Surah Yasin, Surah Ra'd, whatever the case may be, different surahs. Some are making dua, some tilawat of Quran, talqeen of the kalima. He says, our non-Muslim patients that are coming, when we phone the family to say, listen, so and so is in distress, please come quickly. So the family all come around. He says, they all are standing. He says, Doc, what's happening? He says, okay, we're waiting. He says, all our hands folded. They don't know what to do. There's nothing to read. They don't have a religion to tell them what needs to be done in that situation. Such a bounty we have that we know when a person is about to die, we recite Surah Yasin. We remind him it's a transition to the real life. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this bounty of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with, it's important for everyone of us that we recite, we read, we learn the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Because that is the gauge of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. That's the criteria. That our level of Iman should be that of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Those are our role models. That level of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. And if we look, because of this bounty of Iman, despite a person losing his job, sometimes a person is going through difficulties, tough times, lost his father, mother, whoever it may be, through COVID and in general in life. But Alhamdulillah, there's always something for us to look forward to. Now it's the month of Rajab, it's a sacred month. In the month of Rajab, we speak about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the backdrop to the incident and the lessons in it. And inshallah, a program will be taking place. Hazrat Mawlana Chauhan Sahib will be explaining to us. So these are lessons we can take, points we can take, and then there's something to look forward to. We say Ramadan is coming, subhanallah. I'm sure most of us, we already, the preparation has started. We can see the orders are coming in. We're picking up some samosas already. Sometimes it's the bar only, we're still filling in. But there is a preparation. But from now, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Barik lana. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. This is Rajab, the month we're going through. A sacred month. That even the people of Jahiliyyah and ignorance, the people of Jahiliyyah, the people we would say that they're ignorant, they also weapons down. No fighting. Out of honor of this month of Rajab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq also. Allah bless us. Barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. What barakat do we require? It's financial year end. February is generally a quiet month. We all know. Then they come for collection. Hey, you know it's February now. Come 2 months later, you know. Come little bit, some other time now. So what barakat we require now? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, give me barakat. Barakat, ya Allah. Give me that barakah for the recitation of Quran. When Ramadan comes, I'm fluent. Ya Allah, give me the barakah in my health that I'm able to see the month of Ramadan with good health. I'm able to fast. Ya Allah, keep me in good spirits. Ya Allah, protect me with my iman. Protect my children. Ya Allah, protect all of us. Barik lana. Barakat in our hidayat, in our taqwa, ikhlas, a'mal, in our time. So from now already, we have to condition ourselves. That we make dua, ya Allah, bless us from now. And then, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. None of us got any guarantee we're going to see the month of Ramadan. We are eyewitnessing what's happening around us. People who are healthier, people who are so well. And yet, now they are forgotten. Yesterday, we speak about Rahimahullah, the marhum. Remember that mayyit and that janaza. Person was healthy. وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that yaqeen, inshaAllah. That we truly await, we prepare for the month of Ramadan from now, inshallah. That the programs that take place, tafsir of Quran, alhamdulillah, takes place in this masjid after the Fajr Salah. Alhamdulillah, brothers sit and they appreciate the tafsir of the Quran. Now the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. It's the month for us to connect with the Quran. But we ask ourselves again the golden question, how many of us know the message of my Allah? Allah has given us a love letter, the Qur'an al-Kareem. How many of us have read it from cover to cover? We have an opportunity. Let's avail of that opportunity. Maximize by some reliable tafsir. Ask the ulama. We have, alhamdulillah, Mullah Chauhan Sahib who does the tafsir. Mullah, maybe your series I can listen to make it easy. Or which tafsir do you rely on? Which one you think is authentic for me to recite or for me to read and enhance my knowledge of the Qur'an al-Kareem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us, grant us strength in our iman, make it easy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from now, let us today inshallah recite 2 rakats of salah, salatu shukr. For what? Ummah, ya Allah, I thank you for the bounty of iman. Ya Allah, you gave me the greatest bounty. And then make another 2 rakats of salah, with dedication, with sincerity. Ummah, ya Allah, let me see that month of Ramadan. I have no guarantee. Let me see that month of Ramadan. We all know what was the last month of Ramadan. Many of us were low. Well, there wasn't the Taraweeh. Well, there wasn't the I'tikaf. And we couldn't come for programs. It wasn't really, we weren't feeling right. Well, you know, we couldn't get into that groove. Now, we don't know what's to come. But if we make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to our duas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the sufferings, and the trauma that is being experienced by the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhir dawana alhamdulillah.